It's been a while since I said I'm sorry.
Cool gas station.
I don't know if what the laws are, if I need to tell people that they're being recorded. Like, I don't know, because it's different state to state.
The app does it for you, so it lets me know on its own. Anytime someone's recording me, I already know. I'm already fully protected. I have like a Norton McAfee jacket. It just went off. It was like, you're being recorded. That's immediately why I buttoned everything up. yeah.
That's perfect. Do you have an Apple Watch?
No, my son does. My 7-year-old son does. I have a hiking watch that lets me know that 20 miles from where I am, the elevation is changing. I probably got it for my 40th birthday, and he got a smartwatch for like the first day of second grade.
Wow. He's 7. Yeah, he has a smartwatch. He has an Apple Watch. Is that so you can track him?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly why. So he'll be out. We could track all of his movements when he gets to school. Every single thing. The first day he had it was also lagged by about 20 minutes. But because he was like outside in the house, we're like, he's getting on the bus. And he's like, let me in, it's pouring. We're like, you're not even here yet. Hold on. We waited till the end. Yeah. Oh, nope, you're not here yet. Not according to our Amazon Echo. So. We get to track him, which is comforting because that was the hardest thing about your first kid, putting him on the bus. There was no like checks, or you think there's going to be like this at least TSA-esque security screening for the bus driver that you get to watch or something. But no, you're just like, you get a piece of paper and it's just like, Mike is picking up your son. It's 6:48. Right over here. And it's like, okay, he's never left my side for the first 5 years, but you got it, Mike? And then Mike shows up with like shades on and he's fist bumping my son, and now they're like best friends. But that first day, you're like, do I follow the bus and make sure they don't just go to Florida? And I guess that's just part, and you're just supposed to just let that go, you know? You don't follow the bus or nothing. Nobody follows the bus, I guess. It's very strange. And you just have to be like, okay, cool. All right, Mike's got him. And that's it. You know, it's very strange. So the watch is comforting in that sense because you have absolutely no idea what the heck he's doing. So you just at least need to know, is he at the school? Okay, good. He's at school. And then it'll go off if for some reason he's at like Walgreens or something. I don't know what the heck he's doing.
So I got kind of a basic digital pedometer watch that counted steps, but I don't know how this basic watch counts steps. I wish I could show it to you. It's not in front of me, but it's like, it's pretty random. Like they'll be like, oh, 12,000 steps today. And I didn't leave the couch.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. You're like, that's really funny. Yeah. It's very arbitrary. It's like an abacus. Like, it's not digital at all. It's a crank watch, yet it tells me exactly how many steps I take. I'm in the best shape of my life. It's like, you are? Well, why are you in the hospital? No clue. I have no idea. I'm walking 24,000 steps a day. Well, yeah, you weigh 380 pounds. Talk to my fucking watch.
This watch, the first day that I wore it, I walked 17,000 steps and I didn't even have to leave the house. I didn't even have to do any walking.
That's great.
I just cranked it up.
Yeah, you got to give me the watch guy's number. Yeah, right. Let the watch do all the walking. That's the best. My wife is infamous for what she's very lazy, but she'll tell you that. But she, on the other hand, does work very hard. But when she's it's downtime, it's downtime. And when counting steps first became a thing on the phones, I came home from work one day and she counted her steps, and it was 4 p.m. and she had taken 8 steps. And the phone was on her all day, you know, 8. I'm like, I think the bathroom is more than 8 steps away. What did you do? And that's was actually the first time I discovered that she would baseball slide to take shits. So, and the phone only counts that as 1 step. My hiking watch doesn't do, it does same as you. I think that's fine. It does altitude, stuff, but and that's about it. It'll track my mileage and altitude, I think, but it's not like I can't take calls on it. I don't think I can. I don't believe I can.
And you could hike slightly?
Yeah, I took one, took the dog a couple weeks ago, but on Friday, or what, you know, Friday of this week, whatever week we're in, couple days, I'm going on a hike for my birthday, Greg. So I'm excited about that. Usually on my birthday, I get to hike extra long. So it's real nice.
Oh, it's great. Happy early birthday. Yeah, dude. That's awesome.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm excited. So I'm doing a, I don't that's know, great. 22 you know, mile hike or something. Yeah.
22?
Yes. Yeah. 22 for, yep.
That's great. What? I was going to say, it's so satisfying to do an awesome hike like that for your birthday to celebrate.
I know. I follow you on your socials and I see that. Oh, actually, no, it's not you. I apologize. But I am aware of you enjoying hiking also.
Yeah, we climbed Bear Mountain recently.
But it's like, what else is there to do, really, if you're sober? It's like, I guess I hike. It's either you drink or go walking.
I know. And I'm not drinking. How about you? Oh, because, you know, yeah. I think your birthday is my partner's soberversary anniversary of being sober.
It's mine, too. It would be 3 years.
You both have the same one. We've known this, but that's remarkable, dude. Congratulations. That's really phenomenal. You should be proud of yourself, man.
To be honest with you, I try not to put too much on it in case I go back to drinking one day. You know, in case I can grow up enough and be able to moderate myself, maybe I'll be able to go on vacation and have a glass of wine or, like, I don't know, like not have to, you know, drink 70 beers. I don't know. I'm not ready, but I feel like I'm not. I try not to make a big deal about it. It was very hard to quit it in the beginning, but this is fine. I'm way more benefits now. So it'd be nice to once in a while be like, I'm human. We're at a barbecue. That's great. I won't need to have to hide in the porta potty and hit this vape pen until I can level out enough to talk to you freaks. I don't know. Maybe not. I just don't. I have no desire to drink, but I try. But thank you so much for saying those things. And congratulations to your partner.
There's a lot of anger there.
What you just said.
No, I'm just kidding.
They're just probably kidding. Yeah, I know.
No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I resent the hold that my gluttony has over me in that sense, you know. So I try to depower, cut the legs off of booze immediately and be like, oh, nothing. 3 years, that was nothing. I just stopped. It was no big deal. You know, I don't know, psychological tricks.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Ever since I stopped drinking.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Great. Thanks. You I'm great, okay? Great.
That was me. I know. That's fun. Yeah. Because I don't know.
Light too. I try to keep it light because it's like I don't have temptation for booze right now at all in my life. not to brag, but which booze do you miss? Like, if you could manage one booze, just work it back into the rotation, are you we're talking like rum or tequila?
No, I don't miss anything. Yeah, see, that's the thing. Yeah, no, the booze itself, I don't ever miss. I don't miss anything of it, actually. No, I don't miss anything of it. I guess my ultimate thing is beyond the booze. I still have to continue to solve the issue of which is just, I don't know, a pleasure lover. No, I don't know. No issue. No, I'm not even negative, but I feel I'm like the healthiest I've ever been. I'm, you know, it's all good. It's great.
Yeah, you look great. You look very healthy. I know what you mean. It's like there's a temptation to be able to, with the perspective that you have, get back into a glass of wine here and there.
That's all. I just feel like that's the victory. But I guess maybe it's not. I don't need to be so goal-oriented with it either. But I guess, I would feel like the victory is to be able to, you know, lay on the beach in Turks and Caicos, for example, and have a frozen drink without even thinking about it. Yeah, or stop, be able to go on a vacation and drink and come home and be fine, you know, fine. But if I were to go on a vacation and drink, forget it. I don't, yeah. You know, I'm just not there yet. So I wish I was that sort of that low. It's fine, but I don't miss anything. But if I were to pick a booze, I would probably say 11 a.m. Long Island iced tea with a couple tall boys at the park. No, I'm joking. I don't know. People drink around me all the time. I know. I'm never like, oh, I really like that. I really want to drink that, that wine. I'm not feeling that.
I feel like if you sipped booze, you'd immediately be wanting to get tall boys in the park.
Oh my God. If like you came
skip
over
directly
like,
to 40s.
Oh, it would be ridiculous. And we would, if you came over and you're like, let's just do two tall boys, I'd be like, in an hour, we'd be Ubering to Atlantic City.
But the thing is, we could not drink together, right? I mean, not even that we ever did anything bad, but sure, yeah, we shouldn't do that at all, individually or as a team.
It's a nice victory for our friendship that it endured changing to sobriety, because they say, you know, all traditional things say you got to cut off the ties of that. We drank together a lot. What is so nice is that it's nice that our friendship wasn't built on escapism. That's a good thing, I think, right? Even though I moved very far away from you and I haven't seen you in 17 and a half years. No.
Yeah, even though you escaped in 2016.
Yeah, the day I stopped drinking, I left you. So that's funny. Yeah. So, I'm excited to go hiking on my birthday, and I might bring the dog with me because he's a good hiker, and I'm just contemplating whether or not, because it's a high altitude hike and he could, I don't know. I mean, the last one we did, he was a little goofy. So,
which dog?
Bruce. No, he was too close to the edge on the altitude part where I was like, come on, like fast. And I thought he was a little too brazen. And this hike is a little higher, so I get a little nervous.
Oh, but you're bringing him along.
I might. I'm deciding.
And are you alone otherwise?
You mean like in life or hiking?
Hiking this birthday hike.
Yeah, nobody wants to. Nobody wants. It's like, hey, 21 miles? not one person wants to. I think some people say they want to, but they always get a migraine the day of. So,
What sort of supplies do you bring?
I bring a seat, which is also a toilet seat, because I leave so early in the morning. I wear a pack, and I bring food and water, and then I have light fire in case something happens, you know, that kind of stuff, but nothing too nuts. Water purification tablets, and your basic solar pack, and you no, I have nothing like that. Just
but you're going out and back in a day.
Yeah, yeah. The only thing would be an injury would keep would make it something. Would make it real difficult, but I don't. And I've never been in any. I mean, look at me speaking so overconfidently. I've never been in any trouble except one time. I was hiking and I like hopped down to get down like a ledge of a rock, and it was like too high to climb back up. So I was sort of stuck on this ledge, and I was able to get back up, but then I realized how easy it, like, oh, if I was stuck on the ledge, I'd have to find that. It's like, that'd be survival. I don't know what I would, because I would hop down like 4 feet and was like, oh, okay. But there was nowhere to go. And I turned back around. I was like, oh, I can't get back off that. I have to pull myself, free pull myself up. But I was able to free pull myself up.
Whoa. Free solo. Wow.
I tried to watch that on a flight one time, free solo. The opening scene. I was like, nope, no way.
Oh, man. It's a good movie. But don't be a part of that community, man. Stay on the trails, please.
Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I don't
have to. Don't free solo any Don Walls.
I'm not into that type. I like just walking through the woods.
But here's my question. The seat is obviously like when you find the perfect spot, like out a ledge. Like,
I know.
Do you free solo walls to like get to a spot where you want to put the seat?
No, but that's what I would be afraid of. Like I got... go, I'm like, all right, this is a perfect spot, and then there's like a hunter like just watching me, which is, I mean, I don't know, this would be strange to, you just feel so hidden. No, I try to find, I don't, no, I just don't like the idea of like, it would be weird to have a hobby where I go walk in the woods and then I have to hold on to a tree and just like I'm just like go to the bay. I don't know. I'm out in the woods all day, so I feel like I do the most ecological and cleanly thing I could do.
What else is going on? Anything?
Oh, no, nothing much. I've been helping out at this university around where I live. They have an internet college radio station, so I've been helping get it off the ground. And puts me back around college-aged people. And it's a wild experience for me to be back in academia and being who... It's just a weird thing to be 22, 23 years older than I was the last time I was there. It's different in that, but academia, being back there is... or being in that world is fun again. It's a different... It's completely different than when I was there, and frankly, when you were there. I'm just like an advisor and a coordinator, essentially. So if anyone has any questions, I'll be right over here working on the calendar kind of thing. No, I mean, I just kind of oversee the stuff that happens on the channel and try to engage these students to continue to broadcast and do shows and learn what radio is, and also have an experience in sound, frankly, as a lot of them don't even understand just what audio is, because I think a lot of radio shows are just YouTube. So we work on that. Yeah, it's neat. So that's what's going on. But everybody here is good. My children are great. Thank you for asking. And it's good. I closed my pool, which is a miserable day, and that we're just gonna hunker down for winter.
Sounds like you're gonna hibernate.
It kind of feels like that when you start to put stuff away and you clean stuff up and put it up for the winter. I feel like I live on a homestead. I live because I moved from Brooklyn, New York, to somewhere in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I gotta get out there. I want to move.
I feel bad that you need to come and visit, but yeah, come out anytime. a couple things that don't bode well for where we live is less than 2 miles from where I sit is a Trump paraphernalia stand that many times has a line.
A line?
Yeah, like a line of people waiting to purchase stuff. And you're like, well, that's crazy, because right down the road is a beautiful place with no line at all. No, it's just, there's that. There's also a gun range very close by, but well, surprisingly, we haven't heard any shots today, because usually you hear them in the background, but it must be a slow day or, also my bowling league started. So that's my new stuff. Best thing I've ever done. Yeah. So.
Yeah. How's that going? What's your team playing like?
Where our team's name is. Here's another thing. Like Brooklyn man out in Pennsylvania. My team's name is Jeff's Jagoffs. That's a very Pennsylvania type thing. There's not too many creative names on the bowling league, but the bowling.
Is that really the name?
Yes, Jeff's Jagoffs. Yeah. But the league is a lot of fun, and bowling is it's fun. They're very into bowling, and I bought a new ball, and I'm bowling very well with it. And it's nice to get out of the house, and frankly, it's nice to be official and be a Jagoff. So that word is thrown around here like I can't even tell you. It's to me, it's jarring when I hear it, because like I'd be grounded if I said jack off when I was a kid, or even, you know, it's a harsh thing to say, but if you go you'll hear it at Little League games here. You'll see your grandparents call their grandkids Jagoffs. And you're like, well, tell them what it is. What is it? What's jagging off? What is it? You say that to, it's just such a weird thing. You know, it's like every time on the screen, the ball, it says like Jeff's Jagoffs. Thinking about bringing my children to watch their dad bowl, but it's like, I can't, what are they gonna be? You're part of it. You're a jag off. Yeah. Yep. I'm like, it's kind of like jack off, which is kind of like jerk off, which is kind of like masturbate, I guess. And when you insult somebody, you call them like a jerk off. I don't know. Now watch me bowl. yeah. Like, so they throw
now them. Love watch them. This strike.
Watch this drive. Yeah. Yeah, so it's fun. I feel like I'm growing up. Oh, but speaking of which, I just took with you, you got me thinking about William Shatner's reaction from going to space, his in-depth reaction that he put in his book, right? Am I setting that up all right?
Oh, yeah, dude. He obviously went on that trip on Blue Origin, and then he wrote about how it made him depressed, which is, I think, something that's common. It's called like the overview effect, but basically Shatner described his experience. Yeah.
His seems so grim. I've heard other people's experience of that more of a connecting to, if you make them feel connected to humankind. Shatner's reaction was like sadness, and I thought maybe it was because he was away from Earth, you know, in space. He said it was dark, desolate. He knew it was like nothing, or felt it was nothing. So I feel that even though he made it seem like negative, maybe it was still positive and warm, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, it was a message, I think, about how fragile Earth seems, totally. And there's a warmth to that, but like, it's also so scary probably to look down on it and think that humans are the ones destroying it right now. I mean, whether it be war, climate change, pollution, any number of factors.
Right.
It feels like
right.
We're fucked. I'm in a hole because I'm worried about the future of the Earth. So I am in a hole, buddy. I have been down. I feel like Greta Thunberg. Like, I just don't know where to turn for hope, but things are good.
Well, Thunberg. Greta Thunberg.
Is that her name? What's her deal?
Yeah, I know that. Please welcome.
Whenever I like fold up my cardboard for the recycling, I feel like Greta Thunberg.
That's I always feel like one of the cast members of the Foldbergs on ABC. Please welcome a global speaker, Greta Thunberg. I'm not worried about the Earth. Forget about calling it like climate change. More like it's like a fight for to humankind. Rather, the Earth will shake us off like a tick if we take too much of it. I believe it will. So it's like we already see it. You know how many people? You know this is like not. I'm not like we're not having like cocktail table talk, but like how many people passed away in Florida from the friggin' storm? The weather and storms have gotten so nuts and more people are perishing due to it that I feel that climate change, yes, of course, is real, but it's a real battle for human life instead of, you know, save humans. If you're not going to take action on saving the planet, then fine, let the planet will save itself by killing us. Because you know what I mean? It's so save us and help out Earth. I don't understand why it's out that seems so complicated. It's going to, you know, volcanoes are going to start going nuts. And
which brings us back to the Trump stand in your neighborhood that has a line.
Yeah, but I actually just was doing research as we were talking, and the line was to watch the footage of NASA crashing a rocket into a comet. So it was more of a liberal line. They were like, we want to see this theatrics.
How about that, huh?
Well, yeah, how do you argue that, science? They successfully changed the trajectory of an asteroid. They could save the planet if that was the case.
That's fantastic. You know? I mean, I just hope they're on top of it.
Well, the only thing that wouldn't be is if something was really, really flying through space. But I'm pretty sure that they're pretty good with all that. It's incredible what they're able to do. In fact, talking about how tiny Earth is, did you ever see the picture that Carl Sagan like forced them to take from? I think it was the Hubble. Have you ever seen that photo that Carl Sagan made them take from the Hubble when the Hubble was at the edge of the solar system? He said that we should have a turnaround, take a photo of Earth, and NASA was like, no way, and he was like, do it or something, I don't know, and they did.
He was like, take the picture.
Yeah And anyway, that photo gave me the chills in the when I saw that, like, of that feeling. I think a little of what Shatner was saying, it's like, oh wow, that's it was really crazy to think we're all right there. But yeah, I mean, obviously the Earth's going to be nuts. I would take to higher ground if I were you for the next few years, for sure.
I'm considering it. I want to get back to that. But that's the overview effect, what you just described. And astronauts feel certain ways. And it makes even seeing a picture like that make people feel like, I think, certain ways. And like there was that one astronaut who then, you know, stalked her lover's girlfriend and drove across country in a diaper.
Because life is too short, yeah.
I think the overview effect affects all astronauts, but I see what you're saying, that I should get to higher ground. I need a basement, am I right? Like, we kind of need to be underground if...
Oh, you're thinking of a nuclear winter or something?
Well, here's the thing. I want to stop thinking about nuclear winter because it's been taking up space in my brain and I don't want to think about it. But help me out. Give me something good to think about. And what are your recommendations on a good fallout shelter?
Well, if I remember correctly, there's a nice McDonald's on 2nd Avenue. So,
in Manhattan.
Man, yeah, no. I would not. I'm not. I don't know. The news does talk about nukes a lot, but it's so fear mongering. I feel like that.
When you were talking about get to higher ground, did you mean because the coastline's disappearing?
More so because, yeah, the water level's rising and it seems to be trouble closer to the oceans. Yeah. I know the fear of being landlocked might scare you, but I don't, as I've known you for so long, you're not constantly running to the ocean to swim laps.
Come on, man. That's, how dare you? Listen, first of
listen,
all,
I
you know I'm a huge beach bum.
I remember you being left talking. But I'm talking about landlocked that way. But I had that feel. But it went away. We're only literally, if we had to, we're 4.5 hours from the ocean where I live. But I've never had that feeling. Where I'm like,
you're not half the beach bum I am.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're right. You're right. I know. Yeah, I don't know what you would do with all your boards if you moved.
Surf's up, bro.
What am I going to do with this 75-gallon jug of sunblock? Zinc. Yeah. We still have the sun.
I can't wear all my Hurley gear in the mountains.
I'm definitely going to lose Reef as a sponsor.
You want me to move inland, bro? Come on. I can't leave the beach.
No, I understand the feeling of like the feeling like free or something, but that's nice to feel tucked away sometimes now.
Yeah, now I need that. I'm looking to move inland. I mean, obviously we thought about moving to like South Carolina coast, and I had a cousin who was like, oh, are you beach people? I'm like, nope, not at all. We're not beach people at all. It's like, okay, well then maybe you don't need to live near the coast where there's hurricanes.
Near the coast. Yeah, right. So I mean, yeah, it's cool inland.
What is the geographic center of America? Do you know?
Oh my gosh, I feel like we discussed it before, but it's somewhere in Kansas. No, in the state of Kansas.
I don't. Exactly
I mean,
know.
I don't know
yeah,
if you
Kansas
take
or
into
Kentucky
account
or...
Hawaii. I think you have to take out the outer line. The other two non-continental states, I think, or else then it becomes somewhere out west. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I looked it up. You're right. You're exactly right, man. Northwest of the center of Lebanon, Kansas. It's right near the Kansas-Nebraska border. It's the geographic center of the 48 contiguous United States.
Yeah, move right there. Just right. Just we can be all tucked in and get a nice month.
Lebanon, Kansas. Yeah, I'll be like, I'm moving to Lebanon.
Did you hear Greg's moving to Lebanon? Getting the higher ground.
Man. I do need to get to higher ground.
Yeah, listen, if you were where I was, which seems far from the ocean. There are swimmable giant lakes that are close by that are very nice. Do they provide you with the ocean feel? Not necessarily, but like I said, 4 hours and 30 minutes if you had a freak out.
Oh, dude. And I love a lake. I mean, my dream, dude, is to own a lake house. And I said, even if I owned a lake house, I probably wouldn't even get in the water. I mean, lake water can be very dirty. And then somebody told me that I don't need a lake house if I'm not going to use the water. And it's like, well, maybe I'd use it. Maybe I'd get some toys. But the point is, I love a lake.
I like lakes too. Thing is, my only thought about lake water and swimming in lake water, which is nice and fun, is obviously if we like lake water, other things like lake water. Like there's got to be lake creatures over time that, you know, because it's so peaceful, many lakes. So, I like that, but it's a little tranquil sometimes. You're like, what's going on in that water right now? You know, and you just, you know. Yeah. I don't know. I jumped off a pontoon boat in a lake one time, and the boat kept going, and I found myself very scared for some reason. Not that I wouldn't catch the boat, but I thought, oh, maybe there's a Loch Ness monster in here or something. But I like lakes, too. But I do like being up tucked away. And the idea of having a bunker is also appealing. I don't have one, but I would get one.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? You got a great basement.
We have had to go in the basement because of tornadoes sometimes here.
Really?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're up. We just, if the tornadoes are bad, trees will fall. And if a tree falls on the house or something throws, so you just kind of go in the basement and you pretend it's the most fun thing ever until the storm passes and then come up. And then you're like, oh my God, we left the dogs up here. And, no, I'm kidding. No, yeah, it's, but yeah, the basement works, I guess, like a bunker.
There was a tree that fell in my neighborhood and it broke somebody's leg. I saw it on the news and I was like, I gotta be afraid of trees now.
Trees,
you know, you'll have to trust your instincts and hope that that person just was oblivious for something, because the same thing happened here. At a walking path, a tree fell on a lady and killed her.
Oh my God.
And a guy was driving through a neighborhood. A tree fell on him. Same result. So, yeah, you got to be afraid of trees. No. In the woods, hopefully you'll hear it falling or something. I don't know. I think about that a lot.
I'm afraid of freaking trees, bro. Bullshit.
Well, you just have to treat the earth kindly. It stinks getting older and realizing that every day truly is like rolling the dice, but what are you gonna do? Thanks for calling me today, buddy. I love the show. I'll talk to you later.
I love you too. Oh, you love the show. Well, I love you. I love you, dude. You're the best.
All right.
Don't forget that bridge near you collapsed too. Okay. Don't forget that. Yeah.
Caught on fire. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and the train rolled off the track. So it's not necessarily a great place like I make it out to be. 4.5 hours away from the ocean and trees falling out of the sky, as well as trains and bridges.
Good talking.
All right, buddy. I'll see you later. Recently, I heard that going to see Blink 182 live is absolutely worth it. And so today I put on Blink 182 for the family. And I mean, it was okay. The baby was like, where are you? Like, she knew immediately how stupid that was. But I forgot how many songs you know of Blink 182. Catch you later. Call me if you ever need me on the show again, pal.